Welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman. I'm your host, talk radio host, Fran Silverman. This show is all about cruises, and I'm very delighted to have as my guest today Michael Consoli, a certified cruise counselor and an American Express Travel Service representative. He's been a cruise travel agent for 11 years, and he's been on more than 70 cruises. His websites are planmycruise.com and planmygroupcruise.com. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fran.
Okay, Michael. What I want to understand is cruise planners is part of the title of American Express Travel Family, but you're owner of Cruise Planners?
Yes. Yes, Cruise Planners is a franchise company, so I own my franchise.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, any cruise planner would be the owner of Cruise Planners?
Yes. Well, they're all independently owned. So we're independently owned franchise.
Oh, okay. Because I had another AE travel service rep on my show, and I don't think he was a travel agent because he asked his clients to book excursions through the travel agent. He also purchased an AE Travel franchise, and he became a member of the Cruise Planners American Express Travel Family. Now, does this describe you?
No, I mean, we used to be cruise-only agency. Now we do cruises and land, but we are part of the American Express representative network. So,
But you're a travel agent as
that's
well.
That's correct.
Okay, so what did you do before?
I owned a computer networking company and did computer networking for businesses. So I got into the business because I went on a few cruises and I loved it. And I thought, well, how can I use my skills to do something that I loved? So I ended up buying a franchise.
What is a franchise cost, when they ask?
Yeah, I mean the original buy-in is $10,000, and then you pay royalties every month.
Wow! You ever get that back?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten it back over many years. Certainly, I've gotten it back many times over. The business, of course, grows from there. The original investment is very, very low, but the most important thing that I think that people need to have in order to be successful in this business is a knowledge of cruising and the ability to, to deal with the public and be a people person.
All right. But did your cruise network, did that prepare you to be a travel agent? I mean...
Well, I dealt with the public on a daily basis. So, and dealing with issues and solving problems and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it absolutely prepared me because I already was very service-oriented. And so in my business, it's extremely important to be very people and service-oriented. And, it certainly did prepare me because nothing can frustrate you faster than people and computers.
I find that the computer problems are my number one problem.
That's right.
Used to be my car, but that was my computer.
That's right. So it trained me to have a lot of patience. And then, when people are spending money on a vacation, the kind of money that, people save all year to go on vacation, and so it's an investment for them. A good travel agent wants it to be exactly what they want. And so, being able to have the patience to spend the time to get to know the client and understand what their needs and wants are for their vacation and helping them select the exact thing that they want, that of course, the patience part of it is something that really has contributed to my success. And, of course, the ability to talk with people and make conversation and extort their desires for their vacation from them, help me fit them to the right vacation. So it's helped me a lot.
Okay. But you've been a travel agent for 11 years, as long as you are an AE travel rep, right?
Right. That's
correct. So how did you learn to become a travel agent? I mean, because you became an American Express travel rep, and you hadn't been a travel agent before that?
Well, American Express, I'll tell you how the American Express portion of it works. We are not allowed to advertise that we're American Express until we reach a certain amount of volume. So I was trained. I went through training classes. We go through certification with CLIA, which is the Cruise Lines International Association, to train us on the different lines. And then, you know, our own personal experience to be a travel agent and being able to, you know, work with the client to find the right line. Those are the things that contributed to how I became an agent, you know, personal experience. And so you do have to go through a good amount of training in order to be able to do that.
Okay. So what are the qualifications does American Express look for in choosing reps?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Cruise Planners is the only cruise-only, it was the only cruise-only agency that American Express had ever made a part of their rep network at the time we became American Express representatives. So I think that they look for agents that provide personal service and, you know, the kind of service that they're used to giving their card members, you know, personal service, being able to find exactly what the client wants and work with them, as well as bring personal experience. So also being part of American Express, I'm also part of what they call the Travel Insiders Program. So they select a certain very limited number. I think it's maybe 400 agents across the United States from all different parts of the American Express representative network to be part of Travel Insiders. And those agents are recommended specifically by American Express on their website. What they want from us to be part of that program is that they want us to bring personal experience so that when somebody says, I want to go to, you know, Asia, we can give them, you know, things that are off the beaten path that most tourists don't do in Asia or that most tourists don't do in Italy, you know, giving them personal experience.
Travel Insiders is both cruises and land travel, I assume.
That's correct.
Okay.
So my specialty with Travel Insiders happens to be luxury cruises and group cruises, luxury including river cruises. So that's my specialty. Each Travel Insider has a specialty.
I see. Now, does American Express send you on cruises, or how does it work? Because you've been on 70 cruises. How does it work? Do you go on the cruise and then look at excursions and then recommend them to the cruise line? How does it work?
Well, I mean, there are opportunities that they provide for us to experience, you know, have first-hand experience on different lines throughout the year. Certain opportunities come up that you can or may not be able to participate in. Most of my experience has come from escorting groups and personal cruises. I actually escort maybe 3 cruises a year for groups, and then I make it a point to make one cruise, my own cruise, that I choose that's a new itinerary or a new cruise line or a new ship that I can learn about from my clients. So that's all in addition to maybe, you know, the weekend trip that we might go on for a cruise planner convention or an American Express rep network thing, something like that. But
so you escort groups?
I do. I escort groups. I have large groups that I escort.
In fact, you book a lot of group travel?
I do. Well, some of my group leaders, after working with me over the years, they want me on board to, you know, make sure everything goes smoothly. I do have one group that I travel with every year. It's a client appreciation cruise that I invite certain clients to sail with me, and they travel with me, and we kind of pamper them a little bit. So with different events on board. So
are there advantages to traveling as a group?
Oh, absolutely, especially if you're a family group or you're a church group or something like that. We are able to offer our groups special amenities on board, which include onboard credits and cocktail parties, things like that, as well as, you know, we offer our group leaders the ability to sail for free if they have enough cabins.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, if you bring enough people, then you can get the free ride.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So why would somebody choose to book through a cruise planner as opposed to a travel agent?
Well, I think that it's very important in our business, especially with how large the industry has grown over the past 10 years, to know the different nuances of the ships and the lines so that people get what they want out of their vacation. A client isn't, necessarily going to be the right fit for Carnival. They're not the same client that's the right fit for Carnival that might be for Crystal. So it's a totally different experience on each of those ships. And the only way to ensure that you're getting the most for your money is to work with an agent that understands the different nuances of the ship. And an agent that specializes in cruises is not, turning around and selling the, a land vacation to somebody else right after they get off the phone with you. I mean, they're going to have a special knowledge of cruises.
I mean, the cruise planner has the special knowledge.
Right.
The travel agent doesn't.
The travel agents are expected to know about flights and about land and about, which we know, of course, a lot about those things, but they don't have a specialty, a regular travel agent. If you go into a AAA agency, that agent may have never even stepped foot on a cruise ship before because she sells, AMR resorts and all-inclusives in the Caribbean, and she sells airline tickets to France, and some of the AAA agencies, they sell insurance and all these other things, and our specialty is cruises, so there's a distinct advantage to working with a company who specializes in cruising.
Okay, now, the gushing testimonials on your website, people love you, and I love the quote on your website, we plan your vacation as if it's your own, but why would somebody choose you as opposed to another cruise planner? What is special about you?
Well, I really work, what the quote on our website is true. I do plan the vacation as if it's my own. I tell people on a regular basis, this is a cabin I would choose for myself. I have I pride myself on the experience that I have in order to help people select the right cabin. You know, there are ships, these ships nowadays are so large that people don't really know the difference between being somewhat forward for midship or somewhat aft for midship, and there really is a huge difference on these ships nowadays. Location, where you are, what deck you're on, those kinds of things are very important. In addition to being able to provide them with we provide our guests with special amenities on board that most agencies cannot provide, such as onboard credits and specialty dining. The big thing that I bring to the table is knowledge and personal service. So we go the extra mile, send the client a packet that includes a brochure when they book and details their cruise. Most agencies just send an email to them. When someone's spending the kind of money that, cruising is a great value, but when you're spending, $4,000 to take your family on a cruise, it's nice to have something that you can touch and look at and learn about. So, that's something that we do every time somebody books with us.
All right. because, I don't know, when every time I talk to a cruise counselor, they always say that they're the best. So, it's not... like one cruise counselor has the agency got all kinds of awards, and you say that you are part of the American Express Insiders.
Right.
So, how does somebody measure? Somebody says somebody's got all these awards and somebody's an insider. You don't know.
You don't know how to choose the right agent. I think you have to get on the phone with an agent and talk to them and see if they're the right fit for you. If it's somebody, it's really a relationship. My clients, over the years, I've developed relationships with them. They refer people to me. Most of my business is referral. Most of my business growth is through referral. So, I think it's important to get on the phone with somebody and see if you feel comfortable with them. Are you comfortable asking them questions? Do they seem hurried or rushed when you ask them? you know, those kinds of things. You know, I tell people, I must say it 1,000 times a day, no question is stupid, because people say to me, I have a stupid question.
And, okay.
You know, it's really somebody who's going to take the time to help you plan exactly what you want. And so, yes, awards are important, and, you know, many awards are based on volume. There are a lot of agencies out there that do more volume than I do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best agency. You know, the Travel Insiders program that American Express provided, they're very finicky about who they choose for that. It really is an elite group of travel agents that are able to provide the service that they want.
Okay. Michael, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you save people money, because I think people are most interested in that, saving
Absolutely.
Money. Okay. We'll be back. Okay, we're back, and we're talking with Michael Consoli, a certified cruise counselor and an American Express Travel Service representative. Now, when I was speaking with Michael on the phone, he was telling me that he saves people money. Michael, would you like to explain how you do this?
Sure. Well, we have thousands of cabins that we have in group space that we actually will sell individual guests into. So we pre-negotiate rates on cruises that at the early part of the season where we can get the lowest rate, and we're able to offer those group rates to people that may just be booking one cabin. And so that's a cost savings on the cruise itself. But
is that on all cruises, or is that specific cruises?
A good majority of cruises, because between the group space that we have internally and the group space that American Express offers their rep network, we are able to offer a savings. In addition to many of the cruise lines now are price fixing, or, you know, for lack of a better term, they're leveling the playing field, making every agency sell their cruise at the same price. And in those instances, we're able to bring more to the table. For instance, with Royal Caribbean, for people that you know, book with cruise planners, we offer complimentary prepaid gratuities, a complimentary soda package. Some sailings we offer complimentary spa treatment, and an onboard credit up to $250. So those are offers that are combinable. They are, some of them, portions of them are exclusive to American Express, and a portion of them are exclusive to cruise planners.
So is this only for a group, or is this for individuals as
No,
well?
This is for individuals as well. Right now, we're offering complimentary prepaid gratuities for any 2012 sailing. So for any sailing that sails before the end of the year, we're offering complimentary prepaid gratuities, complimentary soda package, a complimentary spa treatment, and two specialty dining certificates. So it's a value of about $450 for a couple on a 7-day cruise.
Okay, so you also, is that it? I mean.
Well, and those are the financial benefits to how we offer special values to our guests. I mean, clearly.
Because when you're on a cruise, they give you coupons, you know, for
Right. You know. Well, these are not coupons. These are actually the coupons that you get on board the ship. Maybe, you know, 2-for-1 glass of wine, 10% savings on a bottle of wine. It always requires that you purchase something in order to get something with a coupon. What we're offering our clients is, you know, onboard credits up to $250 based on the sailing. This is cash that you can use onboard your ship to do anything with. You know, we offer complimentary prepaid gratuities. And this particular offer that we're talking about, that's the savings of, you know, $12 a person per day, depending on the length of sailing. It's, you know, a significant savings. That's money that all clients pretty much have to put out at the end of the cruise. They pay the gratuities. We're gifting that to them. So that's the savings right there. And we're giving specialty dining certificates, which are, they're not coupons, but it's free, you know, a complimentary specialty dining experience that would usually cost between $25 and $35 a person. So it is a dollar. It is a cost savings.
Uh-huh. Okay. So tell me, what kind of questions do you ask clients to see which cruises are right for them?
Well, the most important
question. Well, I was to call you up, and I said I want to go, because like we went on the Oasis of the Seas. We were celebrating my husband's birthday and my daughter's birthday, and we went on. So, I mean, what kind of questions do you ask?
I typically start out with, you know, who's cruising, what are the ages of the guests, and then I like for people to tell me what their favorite vacation has been and, you know, where they've been that they've enjoyed. Is there a particular resort or hotel that they stayed at? Because that will, the understanding of what they enjoyed about maybe their stay at the Ritz-Carlton or their stay at the W Hotel will help me fit them to a particular cruise line. So that really helps a lot. And, of course, you know, the ages of the guests make a big difference. Is it a group, you know, like a family group that wants to cruise together, or is it a couple on a honeymoon? And those things would make a big difference. Is it just, you know, a cruise that they're doing for the children? You know, is it something that they want to do as a couple alone to have some time together while the children are traveling with them? Those are the kinds of things that help me determine, you know, what lines would fit best.
Anything else? You ask the ages.
I ask if they've been on a cruise before, of course, or if they have any particular line that they favor over another and why. Because even though I may not offer them, because we offer all cruise lines, but even though the itinerary they might be looking at may not offer that particular line, I would help me fit them into what they liked or disliked about their last cruise to help them choose their next cruise. You know, I ask, of course, we ask whether or not they're former military or what state they're a resident of, because those things will also provide an additional savings if the cruise line has a promotion, as well as, you know, if they're over 55, that kind of thing. I think that the most telling question I ask, though, is the question about what was their favorite vacation was, because it's you know, people love to talk about their last vacation that they really enjoyed and what they liked and disliked about it. And it helps to really give me a feel for, you know, what line might be the best fit. So.
Well, what if their vacation wasn't on a cruise? What if it was?
Oh, absolutely. No, that's very telling. Well, where they stayed helps me gauge, you know, what they're used to as far as accommodations and service. Whether they, you know, if they're somebody that really, you know, people answer the question with things like, I'm an adventurous type of person. I like hiking. I like biking. You know, somebody might say they're a foodie. And those kinds of answers are going to help me determine what line's going to appeal to them most. So, because some of, you know, all the lines are different in many ways.
Yeah, that's true. Some of them have lectures.
More active lifestyle. Some of them are more spa oriented. Some are more food oriented. You know, it's there's many things that can factor into helping fit the right person. And it's so important in our business, because if you put somebody on the wrong cruise, they're not going to come back to you. And my goal is to work with a client, help them find the right cruise for them and their family, have them have the trip of a lifetime, and refer everybody they know to me that is going to go on a cruise. That's my business model.
Yeah. When you go on these cruises, I know you said you go, part of American Express sends you, but do you have to pay on any of these cruises?
You know, as a travel agent, you know, it used to be many years ago, the cruise lines would just say, hey, we have this cruise and you can come. They just don't do that anymore. I mean, most of the opportunities that we have, there would be a cost savings. They're usually last-minute cruises. And they're, it doesn't necessarily always fit my schedule. And so it is very hard for, you know, agencies that are busy to maybe go on a last-minute cruise. So most of the time, unless I'm escorting a group, I will, you know, pay what most people pay to go on a cruise, because I want the experience to give my clients, and it's not necessarily something that would, you know, be offered on what we refer to as a familiarization trip. So, for instance,
right. You make recommendations for excursions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you also make them for cruise ships?
We make recommendations for excursions, for shore excursions. When somebody goes on a cruise, we will go over the itinerary with them and make recommendations for each port for them based on, you know, the conversation that we've had about whether they're looking for active, whether they want to just, you know, see the town or they want to experience a winery in that city, we make recommendations based on that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what about cruise ships? Do you have specific cruise ships that you prefer?
You know, I have favorite lines that fit me, you know, but I work with all the lines and, you know, everybody's different. So what appeals to me may not appeal to you. So it's really, you know, my favorite lines, of course, are those that make sure my clients are always taken care of. And those are, you know, lines that I think really work hard for their clients. There are other lines that, you know, don't really have a vested interest in whether or not the client comes back. And so, of course,
I
work...
Would you care to mention some of those lines?
I would care to mention the ones that I favor. I love Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. They have excellent products, sister companies, Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. Holland America, it's a great product. Their age group is a little bit older, well-traveled clients. They really... You know, for mainstream cruise line, those three really work hard to provide excellent service on their ships. And of course,
sorry, Royal Caribbean, Holland America, and
Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
It's funny because the last guest I had mentioned the same line.
Yeah. Well, they work. I mean, you know, it's very important to have a client be satisfied, and so even you know, even on the best days. You know, there may be an issue that we have to get resolved, and those lines work very hard to help us resolve issues with clients, and so they are some of my favorite lines. You know, there's a new introduction in the past, you know, 8 years into the cruise industry of Oceania and Azamara cruises. They kind of fill the void between the mainstream lines and the luxury lines, and those lines are excellent lines for people looking to do a little bit more than the average cruise. So, you know, there's a lot of great products out there with great service. And, you know, I think that you don't necessarily have to spend, you know, the top of the line to get the best service. You can certainly get it on a mainstream line like Celebrity, Royal Caribbean, and Holland America.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have about 2 minutes, so I just want to reiterate your website, which is planmycruise.com and planmygroupcruise.com. And I know that for an American Express cardholder, it's an advantage to have an American Express card because it adds points. But what's the advantage for cruise counselors?
Well, we actually offer a pay with points program with American Express where people can pay with their American Express points. So it's a very simple process where they charge the final payment on their cruise, and then they redeem the points basically refund that amount back to their card. So, you know, as a travel agent, you know, that brings in clients that wouldn't necessarily be able to work with another agency like AAA. So we offer that to all of our clients. We also offer all the benefits of that cruise privileges program through American Express Platinum.
So, in other words, if they pay with points. In other words, they can reduce the cost of the
cruise by redeeming the points they've accumulated with American Express.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a great program. And the Platinum Privileges Program through the Platinum Cruise Privileges Program through the American Express Platinum Card will give people up to $300 onboard credit, special shoreside events on certain cruise lines that are exclusive to American Express, and you know, other amenities such as specialty dining, things like that. They have great American Express has great programs for cruisers.
And for the cruise planners, what else is it? They give you training.
They give us training, and of course we have the opportunity to travel on some of their itineraries that they offer exclusively. But mainly it's the brand. People recognize the brand as, you know, what I want people to equate my business as being, which is something that is, you know, that has integrity, you know, brings an excellent product and provides excellent service.
Michael, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You've been full of knowledge and interesting, and